With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, the summer it bag wasn't actually a bag at all. And fashion minimalists, if you're listening in right now, I'm so sorry. Block your ears because we are talking bag charms. And with me now to explain the fuss and what it's all about is stylist and creative director, the fabulous Courtney Smith. Hi, Court.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh my God, I am so buzzing to have you today. Bag charms is something that I never thought that I would be discussing on the radio at half
me
10.
Me neither.
No, but here we go. Why are they like all the rage this year? What's going on?
I don't know if I'm perfectly honest. They definitely, during the summer, they kind of kicked up a storm. We saw a lot of the TikTokers talking about it. A lot of the fashion week, so like Australia Fashion Week, Copenhagen Fashion Week, All the It girls were wearing these bag charms. And it's that kind of, it's definitely the ones that are a little bit more risk takers. Yeah. The kind of the quirky style girls like Dua Lipa. We've seen her doing it with her Hermes bag, which is a very classic bag. And then she's adding these kind of like random charms on. It's definitely not for everybody. It's that maximalism styling. So if you're into, yeah, like you said, if you're into minimalism, this,
look
this
away.
Is not going to be
your
for you.
Your capsule wardrobe is not going to include a bag charm.
Literally. I kind of feel like it's a nod back to the 90s. Like, I feel like I did that when I was a kid on my school bags.
Yeah.
And you had your key rings and everything that dangled, like teddy bears. The weirder, the better.
Stunning.
Yeah. So like we saw like the Coach Autumn Winter fashion shows, I think it was Coach, had like mugs. Literally mugs hanging off their bags. So it's like quite literally the kitchen sink. Anything goes. Have fun with it. I don't think it's to be taken too seriously.
Just a bit of fun.
It is a bit of fun, But then the really high-end brands are doing it. So like you've got Coach, Machino, Miu Miu, Marc Jacobs, even Louis Vuitton are getting in on it.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Everyone's going.
Everyone's going for it. But I suppose the thing about this is, you could just buy, you know, you could go to Claire's Accessories or use things that you have at home if you want to kind of do a nod for it and just hang it on your bag. Like, you don't have to go the designer route. I definitely wouldn't be advising to go the designer route because I feel like this is one of those trends that'll be around for another couple of months and then it's going to be gone.
And then you'll have this really expensive lollipop and you'll be like, why have I got this hanging off my bag?
Why do I have a giant teddy hanging off my Louis Vuitton?
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
I was a Paul's Boutique girly back in the day.
Yes.
So I was telling everybody about that at the very beginning of the show. Like, you used to have a bag that was bigger than a suitcase, lugging it around just to literally throw your lip gloss into it.
Yes.
Like, that was kind of it. But that was falling off with bag charms. So, I mean, like you said, it doesn't have to be too expensive. It can just be a bit of crack.
That's it. I mean, it's one of those trends. It's definitely one of these ones that comes and goes.
Yeah.
It's not going to be sticking around for long. But the Paul's Boutique bags in particular, they had badges and like stickers and charms on it. It is very much that vibe. So we've seen Carrie Bradshaw is wearing one in the, not a Paul's Boutique one, I don't think, but she's wearing bags with charms on them in the upcoming season of, how have I forgotten the
like
name?
That.
There you
and
go.
Just like that.
And just like that. And then
it is that season where we want 100 episodes, but we hate it all, but we can't stop watching it, but feed me more.
Like, literally.
So you don't need to know what it's called.
I'm just looking for the clothes, let's be
100%.
Honest. And Aiden, maybe. But but yeah, and also we've seen Emily in Paris is back, and
yes.
She in a couple of episodes. We've seen little charms in some of the teasers. So I think it's just one of those quirky little fashion nods. It's going to be a bit of fun. But I'd be going to Claire's Accessories or Penny's or I wouldn't be spending it for. I wouldn't be getting a Louis Vuitton.
No.
Look at it that way.
Yeah, calm down.
Yeah.
You mentioned there a second ago that, like, you know, this was like a nod back to the 90s because this is kind of where this started. This is where this maximalism, I suppose, fashion trends really started to come through where people were like, wow, we can just go wild with this kind of stuff. Tamagotchis. Like, that's another thing that I'm like, okay, no, I can absolutely get involved in this being stuck on my bag. I love feeding my Tamagotchi.
I loved Tamagotchis. I killed most of mine.
Absolutely.
But
they revived back up again.
But we've seen this as well. So like again, I saw a few of them at Copenhagen Fashion Week. We had Tamagotchis hanging off the designer handbags. So that's the thing. You could go, if you had a designer handbag and you wanted to add charms that are cheap, and just kind of go with a nod to the trend.
Yeah.
But they're selling Tamagotchis again in the toy stores. So, like, they're back.
Get your kids into them. That's some fun. They don't need to scroll on TikTok. Just see, and actually, if they want, like, a dog or a cat or a hamster or any form of a pet, it's like, can you keep that Tamagotchi alive? Because if you can do that, that's massive responsibility.
We've gotten into a whole other realm of parenting now, but yes.
Talk to me about this, okay? Because you're obviously saying, okay, buy the cheap like bag charms to go on your expensive bags. But looking at the big designer companies, like, is it a bit of a risk buying into this? Like buying into essentially a TikTok trend?
Yeah, it's a funny one because we've seen a big shift in the last couple of years in that, like, it used to be the designers that would set the trends.
Yeah.
And we would follow suit. We'd be like, the designers are doing that. Then it would trickle down to the high street and then it would trickle down to the street style. Whereas it's completely been flipped in the last probably like five years.
Yeah.
Yeah. In that it's street style and TikTok that's influencing the big designers. Mm. So I think it's happened the other way around. I think TikTok is the reason that Louis Vuitton and Coach and Miu Miu are all jumping on board with this. They're seeing these trends starting on TikTok. They're seeing that kind of, it's this cutesy trend.
Very demure.
Very demure, very cutesy. It's this, like, you know, we're seeing a lot of girls just having a lot of fun with their style, not taking it too seriously. And I think that's what's influencing the designer. So it's kind of happened backwards.
This is hilarious.
Yeah.
Because I just, like, if you think about it, like even go back 10 years, which is not that long ago, that would have been unheard of. Like, it was a big snobbery to the street 100%. Style. Once it became street style, it kind of went out of fashion in the high fashion world.
I mean, that's in every respect in the fashion world. Yeah. Like, now we see it's like iconic street style girlies are front row fashion week and the big journalists are sitting behind them.
Yeah.
So it's kind of happened in like full circle in every way. I mean, I don't hate it because I love individuality and I love looking at people who really take trends and make it their own or are just kind of marching to the beat of their own drum when it comes to fashion. I think you do that. I think you, like, you've been doing that, like, bright clothing and colourful clothing even when it wasn't in.
Dopamine,
I think,
dressing. Just want to be happy.
Do you know what? And you can see that, and I think it's a really important thing. I think that people should be dressing in a way that makes them happy, dressing in a way that feels personal to them. And I think that even though the charm thing, it's funny and it's fun and it's not to be taken too seriously, there's something to be said about that.
Yeah.
You know what
it
I mean?
It can add, like, a bit of personality. Like, are you going to be there with a mug hanging off your bag or are you going to have a Tamagotchi? Like, you know what I mean? Like, as in, like, what is that going to say a little bit about you?
Yeah.
It's also going to be like a bit of a conversation starter.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I got a little French bulldog teddy that that one of my nieces gave me the other day.
That's
and now
exactly
I'm like, I'm
going to
whack that on my bike. Somebody start a conversation about my dog immediately.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you could go as big and as loud as you want. Like, you could have 20 random fluffy furry, like, you could have like Disney characters hanging off your designer bag or any bag, but you could also just have one. Like, I feel like Louis Vuitton's not to it. They just want you to do like one subtle charm.
This is it.
Because they want you to pay 300 quid for it. But it is also an entry point into designer. So I suppose if you have been a big fan of a brand like Louis Vuitton, but you know, you don't want to quite make the stretch to buy a bag yet, because obviously that's thousands, you could buy the charm and put it on a bag that you already have, and you're adding that little bit of luxury to something that you already have. And I think that's a nice way to do it as well.
I suppose it is a real dip in your toe into the luxury world. And, you know, like, they are expensive and they are lifelong investments. So it's like, okay, how much do I actually enjoy this brand? And then you probably would have it forever.
Yeah.
Like, it won't be sitting up on shelf in a couple of months' time. Let's just be realistic about it. Like, it's not going to go too far. I did mention the lollipop at the start of it. It was the Fendi lollipop that starts at €490. That to me is a bit wild. Like, for a lollipop.
Yeah, I mean, I'd just go get a lollipop in the shop and add a keyring to it. It'll probably look the same.
Makes perfect sense. Courtney, I could talk to you all day. Like, the fact that we've even been talking about bag charms to begin with is absolutely unbelievable. We're clearly coming to the end of summer. Like, I mean, this is it. Kids are going back to school, probably with bag charms on their bags and stuff. Are there any trends that, you know, we should be maybe looking at for inspiration, or is it really and truly just like stick to your own style?
I always say stick to your own style in general anyway, because I feel like that's the way you get most longevity out of your wardrobe. But I think people would be happy to know that most of the styles that are back in are just kind of cyclical at this stage. Like, you know, the cool leather coats, lots of texture this season. Wine burgundy tones are really in. Khakis are really in. I kind of feel like it's one of those seasons that there'll be something in your wardrobe that's trendy. Like, you don't necessarily have to go out and buy a whole new wardrobe. Yeah. Maybe a couple of cool little pieces to slot in. But in general, like, there's nothing that we haven't really seen before. And excellent. I think that's really good news.
I was going to say, that's fantastic. Yeah. Nobody panic. Yeah. Everybody's going to look so stylish.
Don't panic. You have all the stuff in your wardrobe already.
Courtney, thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us today. If you want to catch up with Courtney, you can get her at Courtney Smith Style on Instagram. I love your page.
So I love that you knew that off by heart. Oh, I'm very impressed.
I stalk your page. Like, I'm not even going to try and be cool about that. I'm always like, okay, I'm looking for a bit of inspo. Where am I going? And I think that's what I love about you as well, is that you always have pieces from your wardrobe that you've had for 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
But you mix and match them with, yeah, you know, new things, old things, and longevity and stuff. Great style. Great job. Courtney Smith, thank you so much. We'll be right back after this. 2FM. 2FM. With Laura Fox. Podcast.